Hi, this is Marshall Younger, co-producer for Adventures in Odyssey. Today we are pleased to bring you an historical episode depicting a part of the American Revolutionary War that is often overlooked. Because of the intensity of a few scenes in this program, we recommend that younger children listen with their parents. We hope you enjoy today's show.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Spy reports say the regulars are closing in. They may attack any moment.
This will be the day we take our stand against the Redcoats.
Prepare arms!
Hey, put me down! I'm just a kid. I don't even belong here.
I'm the truth!
Huh? The Bible room is temporarily closed?
Marvin, is that you?
It's me, but if you don't have time to see me right now, I understand. I'll just go back downstairs.
No, it's all right. Come on in. The door's unlocked.
Okay. I was just gonna... Whoa! What is this?
Well, Connie said you needed to see me.
I did, but that's okay. I can see you're too busy building a huge spaceship and all.
Well, now, hold on. Shut the door, please, will you?
Oh, sure.
I'm almost done down here.
Oh, I get it. This must be the super secret project Alex keeps talking about on his website.
Yeah, so much for the super secret part.
But what is it?
Marvin? You are looking at the brand new Imagination Station.
Really?
In fact, you're one of the very first people to see it. Take a look. This new model can hold up to 10 people. And it's got a lot more features this time. Here, check underneath. You see all those turbo lifters and compression struts?
Uh-huh.
Now, when you take a gallop on a horse or you take a carriage ride in the Imagination Station, you'll feel it like never before. Pretty amazing, huh?
I get carsick real easy.
Oh.
I got carsick last week, just going to the grocery store. Then there was that time when we went to the zoo.
Oh, Marvin,
I got carsick once in the parking lot. We weren't even moving. Just sitting there, watching the shopping carts go back and forth.
Well, Marvin...
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Back and...
I was saying that I'm trying to keep this machine under wraps for now. You know, a secret.
And you don't want to ruin the surprise.
Exactly. I'm hoping to unveil it next month, just in time for the American Revolution week at your school.
Oh.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, my teacher wants me to do this speech about the American Revolution. That's why Connie sent me up here.
Oh, it's fascinating history, all right.
Yeah, if you say so.
Now, what does that mean?
Oh, nothing. It's just that it's really nothing.
Oh, come on, Marvin. What is it?
No offense, Mr. Whittaker, but it's like my cousin said. All this stuff about the American Revolution is so...
Yeah?
I hope you don't mind me saying this, but it's so white.
White?
I mean, my people were slaves. That's our history. All this stuff about heroes and patriots doesn't have anything to do with us.
I see. Marvin, come here. Let me show you something.
Cool. Looks like a real high-tech restroom.
Thank you. I think. Well, it's actually called a scanning chamber.
What's that thing?
This is what I call a holographic input scanning sequencer. Now, with this machine, Marvin, I can scan a book, and you can enter the world of that book. I can scan a painting or a TV show or a movie, and you can be in it.
Really?
Here's what I'm looking for. Now, I scanned this painting for a new adventure I'm creating. It's the famous picture of Washington crossing the Delaware.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this picture before in my history book.
Mm-hmm. Now, take a look. What do you see?
A bunch of people taking a boat ride.
Anything else?
A bunch of white people taking a boat ride.
And what about this famous painting? It's called The Battle of Bunker Hill.
A bunch of white people shooting each other?
Mm-hmm. Marvin, I wonder if you could do me one more favor.
Sure.
Although I'm not finished yet, I'd like to see how this new imagination station is working so far. From a kid's eye point of view. And maybe you can get some ideas for your Revolutionary War speech. It's a win-win situation. What do you think? There. I think you're all set for...
April 19, 1775, 1 a.m., Lexington, Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't go.
Why not?
That's way past my bedtime.
I'll have you back before supper. Oh, and fasten your seatbelt.
Seatbelt?
I'll minimize the motion for you, but just in case.
Okay.
Everything all right in there?
I guess so. I haven't gotten sick yet.
Good. One thing's still the same as the old model.
Push the red button.
You got it. Have fun.
Here goes.
Launch sequence engaged. Please hold on.
Hold on, Marvin.
Great. It's broken. That figures.
There we go.
What? I wasn't so bad after all. Man, is it cold out here? Where am I?
Halt! Who goes there?
I go here. Is that okay with you?
You certainly gave me a start. You should not do such.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
So, you were a drummer?
Yeah. How do you know that?
I presumed as much. I was near the same age when I began. How do you do, friend? My name is William. William Diamond.
Marvin Washington.
I apologize for my alarm. Everyone is on edge around here. Spy reports say the regulars are closing in. They may attack any moment.
Regulars?
Yes, British regulars. You know, the King's Army. Redcoats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The American Revolution thing.
Where have you a home, anyway?
Where have I a... Oh, Odyssey.
Never heard tell of it. Of course, we have Minutemen arriving from all over. Welcome to Lexington, soldier.
Soldier?
William.
Caesar.
Who are you talking to there?
This would be Marvin Washington, one of our Minutemen.
Oh. Looks to be more like half a minute.
Well, sir, that means he could be ready twice as fast.
William. Well, I'm going inside for the meeting. You best stay alert here. This may be the night all your training is put to good use.
Thanks, Caesar. That's Caesar Basin.
Oh, I get it. He must be the slave.
I don't believe so.
Look!
Yes?
Over there! There's a guy behind the bush!
Oh, he's a sentry. They've been posted all along the road to keep watch for the redcoats.
Huh. I guess this adventure might be kind of cool after all.
Yes, 'tis quite cool. Let's go inside and get warmed up.
Actually, I meant that... Oh, forget it. What is this place?
Buckman Tavern. We all gather here whenever trouble is afoot. And that man yonder is Captain Parker.
Men! Men! Men, please! Thank you. For those of you from out of town, the Redcoats have knowledge about our plans to raise an army. Major Pitcairn has been ordered to Concord to seize all our cannon there.
They will be taking away our guns next!
And taking over our homes, as they did in Boston!
Men, please! I have received word that Major Pitcairn and his troops have crossed the back bay.
I say, let us take them on!
Yes! Let us take on this brood of lobster backs!
Gentlemen, we have agreed... Gentlemen! We have voted to not meddle with the troops. Instead, we will hold our formation. We will let the regulars know that we are keeping a keen eye on them.
I disagree with the captain on that. I believe we should rout those redcoats.
But we have our orders.
I'm sending you all to your homes now, but keep your ears sharp for the drummer's call to arms. Dismissed.
Wait a second. Are you the drummer he was talking about?
'Twas me.
Hey, since I play drums, maybe we can get together and jam sometime.
I've done me a fair amount of pickling, although my sisters do the jamming at our house.
No, jamming as in, see, I'll forget it.
Marvin! Marvin! Where are you?
Over here. Hey, I was going through those drum rolls you showed me. Listen to this.
Marvin, a sentry has reported in. The regulars are half a mile away.
Whoa! Half a mile?
And I cannot wait to see him. We are going to show those redcoats they cannot tread on us anymore. Yes, sir. Oh, wait till they try to meddle with Isaac.
Who's Isaac?
A friend of mine. Well, there he is, betwixt those two houses.
Oh! I thought that was three houses. He's huge.
And only a year older than I am.
I can't believe it.
Shh! Listen.
Oink! The troops!
Oink? Did you say oink?
William, go to the green! Sound the call to arms!
Yes, sir!
Hey, I'm sticking with you.
But there may be...
William! Double time!
Beg your apologies, sir. I'm on my way. All right, then. You stay behind me. Keep on your guard. Come on.
This is getting, like, a little bit scary, you know?
We shan't have trouble. The regulars have never fired on us yet, excepting for that time back in Boston. And they'll never dare attempt that again. Most likely they'll travel down the road without concern.
Well, that's a relief.
To be safe, though, you'd best take cover before they arrive.
Men, by all we can tell, there are 700 troops on their way.
700? Hey, William, we've only got about... 70 guys out here.
I know.
And one of them looks like, hey, who's that guy over by the wall?
His name is Prince Easterbrooks, one of the Minutemen.
One of the Minutemen? But he's African-American.
African? You mean colored?
Yeah, however you guys say it in the 1700s.
Everything going well for you boys?
And Mr. Caesar, why are you here? Aren't you a slave?
I'm not a slave, Marvin. I'm a soldier.
I don't understand.
Listen! They stopped.
Yes. Most likely they're loading their muskets. William, stand by for orders.
Yes, sir.
Prepare arms! Make ready arms! Men, stand your ground. Do not fire unless fired upon.
Did he say fired upon?
Here they come!
Oink! Where can I hide?
Marvin, you see that barrel beside the meeting house? Jump into it. Make haste!
Yuck! This barrel smells like old fish! Wait, I thought those guys were supposed to go down the road. But it sounds like they're coming! Oink! They're coming this way! Great, so here I am, stuck in a fish barrel, with the entire British Army marching toward me!
Major Pitcairn! It would seem we have a little party awaiting us here.
I'm gonna die!
Lieutenant!
Sir, I fail to see this massive resistance we were promised. All I find here is a small group of farmers and rabble-rousers.
All the more reason to move on without confronting them. We have a mission to complete today, and I do not want to be detained.
Ooh! Leg cramp!
Disarm these rebels and move forward.
Understood, sir. And yet there is one matter that... Excuse me, sir. Just curious. I could have sworn I saw that barrel move a bit.
Oh, no!
What is it?
Well, see what we have here.
Hi.
It appears we have a doodle showing us his bravery from a barrel!
Huh? Hey, put me down! I didn't do anything! I'm just a kid! I don't even belong here, okay?
Should we keep this one, sir?
Let him be. We have more important matters to attend to.
Back in the barrel, you little rebel.
Yes, that's it. The barrel. Just put me back in the barrel. Hey, it's like a second home to me, even though I'm actually allergic to... fish!
You rebels there, assembled on the green. I am Major John Pitcairn. By the authority of the King, I command you to lay down your arms.
Disperse, ye rebels!
Regulars, do not fire. Keep your ranks. Form and surround them.
All right, men. We've made our stand. As agreed to earlier, disperse.
I'm not laying down my arms for no tyrant.
That was a close call. Sure glad everything turned out. What? What's happening?
They're firing on us!
Those devils are shooting at us!
Huh? What's going on?
Charge!
Defend yourself!
Lieutenant, report!
All regulars present and accounted for, sir!
Let us march on!
Forward! March!
Huzzah!
Take
Huzzah!
That, you Huzzah! Rebels! And let this smarting be a lesson for your rebellious ways!
So much for the Yankee Doodle Army!
I gotta get out of here! William? William! Are you okay?
I cannot believe this has happened. They shot Isaac!
Marvin! William? Thank God you two are all right.
What is your report, Caesar?
I count 8 dead and 10 wounded, sir.
We shall take the wounded to the tavern and attend to them there.
Yes, sir. Marvin, you can help me here. Give William some time to himself.
This is awful. Just awful.
Yes, it is, Marvin. We may have just seen the beginning of a war.
June 16, 1775, 8:30 p.m. Between Lexington and Boston.
Between Lexington and Boston?
That's what I said.
Okay, so I'm lost. Huh? What's that? William? William!
Would that be you, Marvin?
Well, look who it is. 'Tis Barrel Boy.
Barrel Boy?
Come on and join the fire.
We've not seen you for months. Ever since Lexington.
Where you been?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Well, did you hear what happened when the regulars came back through town?
No. Tell me.
Oh, we whooped them. Whooped them so good we got them all holed up in Boston right now.
Really?
Fact is, that is where we're heading next. We got word today about some kind of secret mission against the Redcoats.
But we are not privy to what this secret mission is.
I have heard a rumor it has something to do with Breed's Hill or Bunker Hill. All we know is we're supposed to report in by sundown tomorrow.
'Tis why I'm practicing.
Hey, can I give that a try?
So you play drums as well?
A little.
Here you are. My drum is your drum.
Thanks.
'Tisn't bad.
'Tisn't bad. Well, listen, you two. We gotta get some rest.
And I am ready.
Got you an extra blanket here, Marvin. It'll probably be a bit chilly tonight.
Thanks.
Good night to you both.
Good night.
Mr. Caesar? You and Prince Easterbrooks, you really are soldiers, huh? But both of you are colored.
I'm happy you noticed. And maybe you noticed Prince got himself injured in that last battle. Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Mr. Caesar? He's okay now. Prince Easterbrooks?
Oh, yes. He's all right now. Good night.
Good night. The reason I was asking, see, I didn't know colored men had anything to do with this war. I mean, I always thought it was a white man's thing.
Did you say a white man's thing?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Marvin. I've got just as much right and just as much responsibility to fight for my home, my town, and my land as any man. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you didn't know this, but the very first blood spilled for our cause was that of a colored man, Crispus Attucks. The British took him down over in Boston about 5 years ago.
Oh, the Boston Massacre.
That's right. And back in Lexington, you found Prince Easterbrook standing right alongside white men. See, there's no color when we fight together. Our blood runs the same red. Now you get some sleep, you hear?
Yes, sir. Mr. Caesar?
Yes, Marvin.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, hey, William!
Yes?
I think I got a blister on my foot. I haven't walked this much since... I don't think I've ever walked this much. You can't die from a blister, can you?
All right, barrel boy, cut the chatter.
Men, halt!
It appears we have arrived at our destination, Bunker Hill.
We made it!
Hail Caesar!
How do you do, Captain Smith? Must you do the Hail Caesar, Captain?
I beg your forgiveness, Caesar. Mr. William Diamond, I have heard tell you are a very capable drummer.
Yes, sir.
Good, good.
And this young man here is...
I'm Marvin Washington, sir.
Oh, yes. Barrel boy, if I recall correctly.
Yes, sir.
Well, Caesar, I'm glad you and your friends have joined with us. We are preparing to launch a surprise on the Redcoats. And you will have need of this.
A shovel. Oh, so this is a surprise? We're going to hit him upside the head. Am I right?
Not quite. We are building a fort while we have night cover.
We're building a fort out of dirt?
Indeed. And we shall be finished by daybreak. Fresh troops will arrive in the morning to relieve us. This will be the day we take our stand against the Redcoats.
Then we will be ready, Captain. All right, boys. Get yourselves a shovel and let's get to work.
Mr. Caesar... I'm kind of hungry.
We're all hungry.
William, you know your way around this area?
I do, sir.
Then go into town to retrieve food and drink for you and your friends. Have no conversation with anyone.
Yes, sir.
Be quick about it.
'Twill be an honor, sir.
Hey, Mr. Caesar, can I go with William?
No, we have need of you here to dig.
Dig?
Marvin, I leave this with you.
Your drum?
Have nothing happen to it. I trust you.
Hey, I'm cool.
William, you'd best get a jacket for Marvin also.
I meant that... don't you guys ever speak English around here?
No on the jacket, William.
Then I will go.
Thank you. Well, Marvin, here is your weapon of war.
Yeah, thanks. Mr. Caesar?
Yeah?
You really can't die from a blister, can you?
Oh, Marvin...
Just wondering.
Start digging, boy. We got a battle about to begin.